This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mitzayrah, two big parshis about Saras. Saras in the home, Saras on the clothes, Saras on the person, and all the halachas, halachas, v'halachas, v'halachas, so much. Does it apply Bizman Hazeh? Do we have Tzaras Bizman Hazeh? It's interesting, they say over, it's brought in the Sfarim, that Rabbi Yitzhak Volozhin had some kind of a bruise on his skin, and when the doctor said it should be removed, he didn't want it to be removed. He was chayshish, he was afraid, maybe it's the Tzaras of the Torah. And if it's a tzaras of the Torah, there's a lav to cut it off, to remove it. So he didn't want to remove it. Pashtus, we don't have tzaras today. Pashtus, we don't have it today. Pashtus, tzaras was a thing of the past. So the question is, if there's so much halachas and tzaras, which is simply not negay b'zman hazeh. So when you read these parashiyas, when you read it, how are you supposed to react to the halachas? In Hebrew we say a gisha. What's the gisha to these halachas? I mean, it's not negay b'zman hazeh, and yet it's so detailed. So b'emes, there's two things that I have to point out about Saras, which make it applicable, Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam tells us, at the end of Hilchot Saras, that we're supposed to be his Bainanu, to look into, to think into the Parsha of Saras, the way Saras afflicted Miriam, and even though Miriam was the older sister, and she cared, and v'chulei for Moshe, and yet she was afflicted in Tzaras, Kolsh came. How much more so for people who speak Lashon Hara, that they will be afflicted with Tzaras. And he says it goes into the rule of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hishamel benega Tzaras, Lishmar Velasais. So if the Torah tells us Hishamer Benega Tzaras, it's not only just on the physical Tzaras, which we may or may not have today, like we discussed a second ago. From the Rambam, it seems to imply that it is Negev Bizman Hazeh, Akol Panim in lesson. To take the lesson from the Tzaras, is part of Hisham Lecha B'nega Tzaras, Lishmar Velasis. That's what it's mashma in the Rambam. So it's true that one could come and contemplate, maybe Tzaras is not Negev Bizman Hazeh. Do we have it? We don't have it. The Rambam and Mishayim tell us that Nige Batim and Nige Begodim are a Pella, the Ois be Israel. It was something very special, almost like Nevuah. And it was only Be'eretz Achuzaschem. Nigibatim, the Pasuk says clearly it's only in Eretz Israel, and the Rabban discusses it. So today we don't have Nigibatim. And we don't have Nigibagod. Maybe we have Nigay Or, and even that, Pashtus most say that we don't have it. So it's not applicable? Yes, it is applicable, Zman Hazeh. From the Rambam, it would be implied that it's applicable in lesson, to take the lesson from Tzaras. And that's nichlal in the tzivui, in the ashora of Hisham Lecha B'nega Tzaras. So it is negev Bizman Hazeh on that level. There's also an interesting gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis. The gemara speaks about Ben Sayer, Amir, Lehoi, V'loi Nivra, according to Aman de Omar. It never happened. It's something that never happened. And the Gemara says another Mandama says, no, it happened. I was Zal Kivrei. I saw the caver of the Ben Sarimar. That same Adama says that Nigi Batim is also Lehayif Eloi Nivra. It also never happened. It's something which can't happen. Nigi Batim, he says. Lehayif Eloi Nivra. And because it can't happen, so why was it written? What's the point of writing something that won't be? And the answer is Zeroish V'Kabel Schar. Learn it and get reward. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter already speaks by Ben Sura Meir that says Zeroish V'Kabel Schar. What do you need it for? Learn something else. Learn a different portion of the Torah V'Kabel Schar. Obviously, Droish V'Kabel Schar means to learn up the lessons V'Kabel Schar. It doesn't just mean to read the Psukim and you'll get reward for Libur HaTorah. Because then you could have taken any Parsha. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, by Ben Sura Meir, that gives us insight to Droish V'Kabel Schar means to take out the lesson, then Hu Adin. By Nigi Batim, according to this Man D'Omer, it says Droish V'Kabel Schar, it's the same Man D'Omer, the same Lashon of the Gemara. The implication is that we have to look into the lesson of Nigi Batim. And that becomes the mitzvah of Nigi Batim, because it's not Nigi Nigi. The mitzvah itself, the halachas itself, are not Nigiya. So it was all written to elaborate and to bring recognition. Meaning a person should have a shouldn't overlook it. So we give a lot of halachas to draw attention to Nigi Batim. And the purpose of that is, droish, to learn it up, in order to take out its lesson, and to be mekabel schar for taking its lesson. This l'chayra makes Nigi Batim not a thing of the past, and not only Nigi Adam and Nigi Begadim, not a thing of the past, but it makes it a thing of the present. Even if l'maisa, we don't have the l'maisa of Nigi Batim and Nigi Begadim and Nigi Adam. This, I believe, is a very clear and important hakdameh introduction to the sugya, to the parsha of Negayim. A person says Negayim, who, what? You know, they do translate Negayim, leprosy. That's a very loose translation. The Rambam actually, even in the Yad HaChazakah, begins his halacha of explaining tzaras at the end of Hilchot Tzaras to explain the meaning of the word tzaras. What does the word tzaras mean? It is interesting that the word tzaras, the Gemara Darshins, is Moitzi Shem Ra. It has something to do with Hitzas Ra. So the inherent in the name of it is the Aveira. But the truth is, maybe every chayli, every sickness is that way. We might not know the right terminology for the sickness, but the sickness might have, and its name might contain, what the reasons for the sickness are. And it's usually chet, ein hanachash meimis, elachet meimis. So even sickness, the shayrish of it is chet. So maybe moitzi shemra, true, tzaras comes from moitzi shemra, but maybe it's a physical thing. Might be a physical thing. You should know, if you look at the Medrash Tanchuma, says, how does Saras come? He says, man is made of dam and mayim. And it's an equilibrium. It has to be, there's a correct balance between mayim and dam. If it's a little bit off, there's a problem with the person. So if he has more dam than mayim, he has Saras. That's Medrash Tanchuma in this week's Parsha. So tzaras has on the person some physical sickness. It's a physical ailment. Just like you have chromosomes. If a person has one less chromosome or one more chromosome, he's sick. Down syndrome. You have the other machlis when it's less, one more, one less chromosome. Cystic fibrosis. The different machlis which come from the equilibrium of the genetic makeup of the person is out of control. It's not where it's supposed to be. So the Medrash says that Saras also might come from an imbalance in the equilibrium of the person, there's more dam than mayim. So there are physical ailments in saras. That is true. Yet still, it might be that we don't have tsaras today either way. And the leprosy that everybody talks about might not be the leprosy of the Torah. It might be two different things. True, like we spoke, Rabbi Yitzchak of Alojna was afraid that maybe, and therefore he didn't want to touch a scar or a blemish or a bruise that he had on his hand. But that, of course, is because tzaddikim are worried. Pashtus, we don't have leprosy today. We don't have it. Yet, the Torah telling us so much halachas about it, it is incumbent upon us to learn it as if it's the Gaela Maisa, like I explained to you, that the Rambam and the Gemara tells us that the tachlis of these halachas is not the Lamaisa, but the lessons that are learned from it. That's what you see. So yes, we do have tzaras today. Yes, we have the chatoyim that bring the tzaras today, and therefore it's relevant b'zman hazeh. Let us discuss what is the lesson of tzaras. What is it? So I'd like to begin from Nige Adam, which was last week's parasha, Tazria, to Nige Batim, which is this week's parasha. And we will try to take out as many lessons as we could. Because like we said, Negayim is about teaching lessons to the person. I want to begin by saying, from the Briska Rav, in the themes of Briska Torah, they explain that there's a very big difference between carbon of Chet and carbon of Mitzayra. The carbon of Chet is in Hilchas Karbonis, and that's where the Rambam brings those halachas. The carbon of Mitzayra is called Tahira, and the halachas of the carbon of Mitzayra are brought in Hilchas Tahira. And the Briska Rav saw in this a lesson that normally when there's Chet, there's carbon, but Saras is not about carbon per se, it's about Tahira. It's a procedure where the person has to cleanse himself. And like we're explaining, Negayim is a lot different than just all other Averis. I believe that in all other Averis, when you bring a carbon, the carbon is to mechaper on the past. But there's nothing per se in the carbon which is a lesson on how not to sin in the future. It's true, it's emes, that there are parts of the carbon which is about anava, adam kiyakriv. It's true. But in the general sense, it's more of a kapara for the asid, for the avar, a kapara for the avar. Mitzoyro is a tahira, which means, like we've explained above, we explained in the beginning of the shir, it's to take a lesson not to sin in the future. The best example, Eitz Eres, Shnisei Las, Tziporim, he brings grass, he brings cedar, gaiva, the birds, because he was mefatfeit, because he was talking too much. A lot of the chet of Lashon Hara is merumis in the tahira of the mitzoira. And the reason being, because it's not just to be mechaper on the past, but it's to teach the personal lesson. Like the Rambam says, Yishamel cha b'nega tzaras is b'yinu. The person was supposed to learn from the tzaras. It was a learning experience. This Rabbi Isai, I believe, is emes lamita, the truth and understanding tzaras. Tzaras is not just a form of kapara for the avar, but it was a lesson. It was meant to be a tremendous lesson for the person. Just like all Yisurim. Yisurim is meant, lefashfesh b'maisim. That when the person got Yisurim, he was supposed to look into his personal life, what brought about this Yisurim. Tzaras was meant the same thing, and that we would call in Briska Lashon Tahira. It's to purify the person. Kapara, you have a chet, you have to take care of the chet. Tahira is by Mitzayra a whole different theme. Of course there's kapara involved also, but the main akuda is tahira, to cleanse the person for the future. What caused the tzaras, what caused the problem in the first place. Interesting, Chazal, the Gemara tells us, it says, V'huvel HaKoyin, Chazal say, She'ein HaTumah V'Tahayra by Mitzayra, only Tluya B'Koyin. Strictly a Koyin, only a Koyin is allowed to come and be Mitamah Mitayra. Who is this Koyin? The Gemara, the Rabban brings it LaHalacha. The Koyin could have been a child. Not only he could have been a child, he could have been a shaita. A child that's a shaita. Says the Gemara, but if he's a child and a shaita, so how do you want him to paskin hilchas saras? So the Gemara says, and that's how the Rambam brings the halacha, chacham mevim ita, you bring a chacham with him. And the chacham tells the child, the shaita, you're tummy. And the child repeats, Tommy Atta, your Tommy.
From his mouth.
Can you explain to me why there should be such a halacha? You want a kayin? Take a kayin, a kapaskin, a shayla, a gadol. How did it cut him? Where did a shayta? Imagine the way he says it. Tommy Atta, he can't even talk. And you tell him to say those words, that's it. Why? And like I said to you, the lessons of Tahira is a lesson for the person. The Tahira, like I'm explaining to you, is possibly a lesson for the person more than it is a kapara. So why is the Tum and the Tahira Tluya B'Kayin, even if he's a cotton, even if he's a shaita? So I believe there's a tremendous yusayt here, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, this person spoke Lashon Hara. Yeah. He spoke against everything and everybody. You know what they're teaching the person? To tell another person to his face, Tamei Ata, you have to be the child of Aaron HaKoyin. You have to come from Kehanim that say in the morning, HaShekitshanu B'Kdushasai Shal Aaron, V'tzivanu Levarich Esam Yisrael B'Ahava. Only he can tell another person to his face, Tamei Ata. Child of Aaron HaKoyin that loves, only he has the right to say Tommy At. Nobody else has the right, no one else has the reshus to tell another Yi Tommy At. And this was supposed to be a lesson. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand how Yitachin Aaron is the one to be busy with this. It's almost demeaning. You know what it is to sit there to look at a guy's foot, the tzarach, it's Aaron HaKoyin. So the Medrash says that he asked the Rabbi Yisrael, why are you doing this to Aaron? Aaron has to see the guy, go to a doctor. So the Medrash says, Rabbi Yisrael said to him, but he gets the Chav Dalad Matnes Kahuna. So therefore he has to do it. So the Chavetz Chaim and the Igrais says, what's the pshat? I mean, how do you explain? And the answer is that once he gets from Klal Yisrael, so it becomes his responsibility, his achrayis, his chiyuv, to help them to the end. So it doesn't mean only to take care of them in ruchnius, but if in such a case also, the way I explained it once, you know, it's very geschmack to be makiv a carbon. It's everybody's elevated, the koyin, oila, rechdi chayach, the fire comes from shemayim, it's mayridik. How about taking care of the guy when he's tamei, l'chutz la'machna, and it's not so elevating, and it's not so glamorous? That's still the job of the koyin. You know, a lot of times people, they like to say a good shir. I say a good shir. It's very geschmack to say a good shir. Do you care about the Talmud in his problem? When it's not so geschmack, do you get into his private issues where he needs your help, where it's not so glamorous? Aaron was being taught, Avodas Kohen means, not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but Avodas Kohen means even this. Yeah? Otherwise, it's a pelu b'gazach. You know, what did Chazal say? He gets the Chav Dalid Matnas Kahuna. So what, he becomes an Eved for climbing? Imagine you pay a person to work from 9 to 7. When he finishes working at 7 o'clock, you tell him, okay, now come and clean my my car and and mop my floor. So the guy says, what are you talking about? I finished my job. No, I pay you. What do you mean? If I pay you, you have to go do... So what was the answer in the Chazal? Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, why should Aaron do this? And the answer is, gets Chav Dalad Matnas Kahuna. I don't understand, but he gets that for doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. What does he get Chav Dalad Matnas Kahuna? For the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Yeah? Chav Dalad. So what, he has to do this also? That first of all, how much is Chav Dalad Matnas Kahuna? It's peanuts. And you think they always got it? The Gemara says, Koyin Maxim Vesagron is, they used to have to run around to get it. Talk for Koyin, the whole sugya, talk for Koyin, because the guy doesn't want to give it to the Koyin. He doesn't want to give the Bechar to the Koyin. You think it was easy for the Kahanim to get paid? No one ever gets paid easy. It's always, I'll have it for you tomorrow. It's always that way. So what's the Pshat he gets? Chav Dal Matnas Kahuna. So the Chavetz Chaim understood from this, achrayus, shibud. Yeah? You owe it to them. And owing means to the end. And he says this, he saw that a rov of a kehilla, that gets paid from the kehilla, it says achrayus, not just to, you know, say a nice drasha, but to be responsible. Even in the tum of a tahira, even to get into the, till the end. As they said, the Chavetz Chaim in the Igrais, he learns it from this medrash, that if you take, you owe, and you owe means to the end. Not just, you make a carbon, you got to take care of the tum and tire of the tzaraf. That's how far it goes. But it's a chayr, the kash, a good kash. I mean, why does he owe? Why? Why is it that if a person gets paid to do the avodah, it's not enough the avodah that he does. He has to more taka. He has to wash down the floors of the balabas. What does he have to come home now and do his errands at home also? I mean, what does it mean? Rabbi say maybe kemen zogen hashtikl pshat. My zayd in the hakdama to his sefer Meitzacharin brings a gewaldige pshat that people, you know, say it over. It's like one of the famous pshatim. It's basically a marsha also. He says, why is it that Birchas Kayanim was given to the Kayanim? It should be given to the Gedolei Yisrael. Who's a Kayan already? He can be a simple guy, a Kayan. You know what I realized how strong this question is? There was a person once wrote an article that he was a Kayan from America. He went to Eretz Yisrael and he davened in Rabbi Yosha's minyan on Yontif. So he writes what it felt like to sit there and give the Gadol HaDor a bracha. And the Gadol HaDor tells him, Yasher Koyach, thank you for the gewaldige bracha. While in essence, it should have been the other way around. He came to Rabbi Yosha to get a bracha. And it struck me that this is the kasha that my Zayd is asking the Sefer. Why is Birchas Kayanim given to the Kayan? It should be given to the Gedolei Yisrael. So my Zayd says a pshat there, and I think in the Marsha also says kemat the same words. That the pshat is, you need levarich es Am Yisrael b'ahava. It has to come from love. Where does the money of the kohen come from? From Klal Yisrael. So in order to bring out that it's with all his heart that he gives the bracha, it has to be that he gets from the bracha, because in return he gets the matnas kahuna. So then he'll give it with all his heart. The Torah wanted that the bracha should be with everything he has. Being that the matnas kahuna comes from the Yisrael, so when he gives the bracha, it's going to be taka with everything that he has in his heart, full bracha. I believe that this is what the Chazal are saying. And this could be the pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand why is it that Aaron has to be busy with the Torah and the Tyra. And the Teretz is, the Chav Dalet Matnes Kehuna mean that he's devoted to Klal Yisrael. The Bi'ahava comes from the Chav Dalet Matnes Kehuna, like the Marsha says. And in order to take care of the Tumah Tahira, you needed the Bi'ahava. That's the pshat. Another person, he can't have that Ahava, and the male, you can't say Tameyata. Negayim needed that the Kayin should deal with the person Bi'ahava. And the relationship of the Kayin with the person was Bi'ahava because of the Chav Dalet Matnes Kehuna. That's what I think the Taich is, the Chamayudika Taich. Yeah, the Marshal teaches us that the Birchas Kayanim Bi'ahava is based on the Chav Dalet Matnes Kehuna. In order to deal with Tum and Taira of another person, and in order to be able to tell him he's Tamei, or to care about the fact that he's Tamei, you have to put yourself into his matzav to care about him. That comes from the Chav Dalet Matnes Kehuna. That was the kesher. That created the kesher between the Kayin and Klal Yisrael, that it was Bi'ahava. And this was a lesson. This was a lesson to the Mitzayru. You spoke against this one and that one. The Kayin has no right to talk to you even, unless he has a Hava. And I'll tell you more. The Chazon Ish brings down a Meirik Chiddush. It says in the Pasuk, V'ra'ahu HaKayin. The Kayin should see him, and he tells him if he's Tameh and Tahar. He sees him. Who is it referring to? The person. It says the Chazon Ish HaShayla. Why does the Kayin have to look at the person? It's in Erchin, in the beginning of the Chazon Ish in Erchin. Why does he have to look? Is it because of the Psak Halacha? Because you can't pass unless you look at the person? It says Chazon Ish, it can't be. You know why? Because we just said that who's passing? The Chacham. So it's not the Kut, the Shaita. So then why is it Veroa Kayin? Says the Chazon Ish, it's a special din in Tumas and Tahiras Mitzayra, that when you tell him Tameyata or Torahata, you have to look at him. But there's like the Chazon Ish. It can't be because you're paskin, so you have to see what you're paskining about. Otherwise, how could you paskin? They say over a cute story. I heard this from my Zayda Zecharino of Racha, that Reb Simcha Zisel Rieger, Briska Dayan used to be makel on all the chickens in town when they used to come to ask Shilas. Everything was kosher. Now the Briska Rav lived on the bottom of the house, of the apartment, and the top was Reb Simcha Zisel, Briska Dayan. So when they would come to him to ask, they had to climb a ladder. There were no steps in the apartment, there was a ladder. So the Rav would come out and look at the Shiloh, the Briska Rav would look at it. And then when they would come down afterwards with the Teretz, the Psak from the Reb Simcha Zisel, the Briska Rav would want to know, what did he paskin? And always was kosher. Every time it was a chicken, it was kosher. So it bothered the Briska Rav, bothered him. How could it be that it's always kosher? It doesn't make sense. So he said he's going to ready give a zittle, which means he'll give him a sharp jab. He's going to tell him something already when he get the right opportunity. So they met in a simcha, and he says, Briska Dayan Zakmi, how could it be that every single chicken is kosher? Every shayla is kosher? So Rav Simcha Zisel answered him, Mom in Yisrael. It's the money of, unfortunately, people are poor and you have to care for their money, Klal Yisrael's money, and therefore we have to find a heter on everything. We have to look to always be matter. So Briska Rav says, Briska Dayan, was is mit gesund von Klal Yisrael? I mean, what do you mean? Gesund means the health of Klal Yisrael. Why do you make the poor old women climb the steps? Put a sign on the bottom. Alts is kosher. It's all kosher. And they won't even have to climb the steps. You say you don't care. You said you care about Klal Yisrael. Why do you care about their health? It's difficult to climb the steps. Put a sign on the bottom of the steps. you should know lechatchila that it's all kasher anyway. So your machzor is finished. Which meant to say was without even looking at the shaila. You have to look at the shaila before you pass an halacha. So when the kohen looks at the person, the kohen's looking at him because he has to paskin. Frek the chaznish, but not in this case. In this case, that he's a katan or a shaita, the chacham is paskining. So why still is there a din vero a kohen? Says chaznish efshe kemenzogin. It's a special din that you have to look him in the face and tell him tamei or tar. It's a mighty good lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. You know, you talk about people. You never look at them. Never look at the person. Why don't you look at the person who you're talking about? And then talk to him. Then say what you have to say. They say over a Mayridika, a story of a Rebbe who went to a Manal, to an Adam Chashev, complaining that he can't be mashpia on a certain Talmud. He's trying so hard on this Talmud and it's not going. So the Gadol asked him, what color eyes does he have? He goes, what? What kind of question? Well, what's a negay? What color eyes? He says, no, tell me, what color eyes does he have? He said, I don't know. If you don't look him in the eyes and you don't connect, how do you expect to be mechanechim? Don't look at the person. How do you expect to talk to him? Who are you talking to and about? The roa koyin. Koyin has to look at the person. Look who you're talking about. And then say if he's tamei or tahar. These were lessons. Who's dealing with you? Aaron HaKoyin. The Torah says not an average person off the street, because he's not going to do it bi'ahava. And when he talks to you, he's talking to you. He's looking at the person. He's summing you up. You're a person. I'm seeing who I'm talking to. Tummy ata, tummy tar. Yeah, one after like a factory, a tummy tar factory. No. This was all part of the tahira, of the cleaning process of the kohen, of the mitzvah. In the pasuk it says, "V'hiskir hakohen es hanega." What does it mean, "V'hiskir hakohen es hanega"? He locks up the nega? He locks up the person, not the nega. So the Ksav HaKabbalah asked us for a question. It should have said, "V'hiskir hakohen es hanegua," not es hanega. See, he tries to say maybe nega refers to the person. Nega, Nagua, he goes through Diktuk, because there's a very famous Ksav HaKabbalah's Derech, is the Diktuk. So I saw it's brought down, I don't know the name of the Mechaber, he brings a certain Sefer, I saw, I don't know who it is, but a beautiful Pshat, it's not my Pshat. The Ro'es HaNega, the Hizker es HaNega, don't look at the person, look at the Nega. It's not the person, it's the person that has a Nega. Sometimes, what do? We make the whole person. The person's a yid, a tire yid. He grad that has a nega. With his gear. What are you locking up? Not the person. Who are you putting away? Not the person. The kohen is teaching what it means, yachas to another yid. When you see fault, it's the fault, not the person. Itamu chatayim v'loy chaitim. That's v'hiskes hanega. You lock away the nega. The yid, in your eyes, the yid is not a negua. The yid is asher bay nega. That was these were all lessons for tzaras for lashon hara. Learn. You know, I'll tell you a maybe the gazach. Rav Yudel Levenberg, Shlita, the Imre Chaim, my friend, so I go visit his father from time to time. He's now in Lakewood. His father was a reshiv in Connecticut. His grandfather was a big rav in Europe. So he told me, Amir de Kamaisa, that his grandfather was sitting with the Chafetz Chaim. Yeah? And the Chafetz Chaim sits and there's a svarim on the table. So the grandfather picked up one of the svarim and he looks, and there's a pshat in it there. It didn't make much sense. Somebody, you know, the guy, the mechabes, wrote a stupid thing. So the grandfather, I think his name was Rav Box or something, he says, look at the Narishkeit the guy wrote. Narishkeit. So he turns to the Chafetz Chaim and he says, cooked, look what the guy wrote. It's a Narishkeit in the Sefer, stupid pshat. The Chafetz Chaim turned his head. He didn't want to see it. He takes the Sefer, he closes, he puts it down. He didn't want to see. So he asks him, Chafetz Chaim, it's not Lashon Hara, because it's a Milsa Davida Legluya. Something you write in the Sefer is not Lashon Hara. It's out in the open. And something that's out in the open is not, so in Halacha, it's not Lashon Hara. You know what the Chafetz Chaim answered? Bisgerecht. What do I have to know this for? Why do I have to see a bad thing about another? What do I need it for? Yeah. You're listening to Rabbi Yisai, what it means, how to look at another person. Why should you see bad in another person? Why should you do it? Aaron HaKohen's midah was that even if he had a nega, he doesn't focus on the person, he focuses on the nega. The Yid is gewaldig, he is beautiful. The Yid is beautiful. The Yid has a problem that he has a nega. It's true. That's the taich in the midas of yadus, the gisha, the approach that the Torah wants we should have when it comes to seeing bad and fault in another person. Sometimes it's there. Sometimes you can't deny it. So it's the fault. Now I want to show you a peladika thing about nige bati. You know, it's interesting. We just said that nige batim, according to Aman Domla Hayvali Nivra. But at the same time, we know that it's the beginning process. That first it goes to the batim, then it goes to the kalim, and then it goes to, so what happened to nige adam? There was no nige adam either, according to this Aman Domla. I mean, what happened? I don't see, if there's no nige batim, and it's only droisha kabel schar, unless this Aman Domla holds it doesn't go in such a seder. Maybe. I mean, you see there was Arba Mitzrayim. You see we find Mitzrayim in the Torah. You can't come and say there was no such thing as Mitzrayah. Maybe even more perplexing. The Torah tells us, V'nasati Eretz Achuza, I give you an Eretz Achuza. And then it says, V'nasati Tzaras, I'll give Tzaras B'vatecha. The word V'nasati, Chazal understand, is a Besura. It's a good, it's almost like a giving you a good news. So Rashi right away points out, what's the good news in Nige Batim? That there's an Oitzer. The Amorayim, used to leave in the walls, gold, the treasures, and when you would break your house down, you would get a treasure. I have a question. If the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants that we should get rich, you don't think he has a better way to do it? That a guy who doesn't have Avera speaking Lashon Hara should walk away with a treasure? Does that make sense? Give it to tzaddik. Don't give it to the... You know, if you tell this to people, you have a whole line of people ready to speak Lashon Hara. Who's not going to speak Lashon Hara? You tell a guy who becomes a millionaire for speaking Lashon Hara, who's not going to join up online for this? This is a tremendous thing. Here, Rabbi Weiss, I'm already thinking Shiloh. The Eibishter wants to give you, nigga, a treasure. You know how he can give you a treasure? A person walks into his house and he builds a makkah, or he puts up a mezuzah, something else, and then you'll get the treasure. Why is it that nige batim come from an aveira, and that aveira brings you a treasure? So I'll tell you, Rabbi, say what I think the pshat is. There's something unique about nige batim. First, it's the first step. Nige batim is the first step. Then comes Nige Kalim, and then comes Nige Adam. By Nige Batim, it says that the person comes to the Kayin, Uba'el HaKayin, and he says, Kinega Nirali Babayis. When it speaks about Nige Adam, which was last week's parsha, the beginning, it says, Vuhuva LaKayin. When he has the tzaras, he's brought to the kohen. The Ramban explains, based on a chazal, what is v'huva bal karchai? He has to be forced to the kohen, which means, says the Ramban, this person, it cleaned up already. It's already after the tzaras already went away. Now he has to bring his karbonis to Haira. He's a no-show. He doesn't show up. V'huva, you have to force him to the kohen. So there's a meridik pshat from the Friedrich Rabbaz, the early people, the early Achrayim talk about it. There's a very essential difference. Nigi Batim is the first step. And what does he do? He runs to the Kayim. When a person gets a Nega, and he learns from it, and he takes it serious, and he runs to the Kayim, so then the Rabbi Yishim says, there's a treasure waiting for you. He didn't learn his lesson by Nige Batim. He got Nige Kalim. He didn't learn his lesson by Nige Kalim. He got Nige Adam. He still doesn't learn his lesson because he's not ready to bring the karbanis. He's stubborn. V'huva l'kayin. You don't get the treasure. When a person gets a sign from Shemayim, and he learns from it, then the Rabbi Shem says, there's a treasure waiting for you. That's the pshat, I believe, also, kinega nirali babayis. What is kinega? So Chazal say a person should always talk light, don't say clear. So the Sifsei Chacham explains, la'aylam yilmar adam la'ymer lashon safik. A person should always say, maybe, you know, for sure it's a nega. I believe Rabbi Yisim Kenzaga, I'm meiridik a pshat. Even the nega's not so clear. So you know what another person does? He excuses it away. It's nothing. It was raining. It got dirty. The birds. You have a million excuses. You hear? He comes and he says, "Koyin kinega, something is wrong. Even something, I see something is wrong." That's when you get your treasure. Nige batim was a yesod of kinega nearly ubala koyin. He comes running to the koyin. Something is a pesnish gerech. Something is not right. And it doesn't have to be mamash and nega nirali, my boys. It could even be kinega. Like a nega nirali, my boys. When a person doesn't learn, so it goes further and further. Stubborn. To the point of uvelakayin. He still hasn't learned his lesson. Then there's no treasure waiting for you. As Avi told me all of them, that Rabbi Rucham used to say a shmuyis. It's not in any of the Svarim. Why? Because it's a joke. And Rabbi Yerucham was very serious. So for him to say a joke, he never made it into the Svarim, but he said he holds shmuz about a certain type of joke. And that was, that there was once a person who came into a restaurant. Yeah, came to a restaurant. And they put him out the meat on the table. And he gives a whiff. It wasn't fresh. So he calls the waiter, "Waiter, come here. The meat, not fresh." So the waiter whispers in his ear, "Let me give you good advice. Eat it. Eat it." Why? Because if you don't eat it today with the meat, you'll get it tomorrow in the blintzes. If you don't eat it tomorrow in the blintzes, you'll get it the third day in the kreplach. So you could end up eating it anyway. So you might as well get it over and done with 2 days earlier. But if not as bad, it's going to be in 3 days. Nige batim. That's step one. You still didn't learn your lesson? Then you get in the second day in the blintzes. Nige kalim. Yeah? You don't eat it in the nige kalim, you're going to get it in the... Eventually you're going to eat this lesson. The shaila is... how much are you going to prolong? But the lesson is going to come. So the person who learns the lesson right away is an oitzer. Now what is that oitzer? So if it's physical and the parsha happened, so then we could come and say, you taka get your boyishim gives you matana. But let's say we say it's droish v'kabel schar, never happened in the Gibbatum. So then what's the oitzer? What does it mean? So the truth is, if you look at the Gemara Hayrius, the Gemara Haris never talks about the Oitzer. You know what the Gemara says? Vinasati it's a besura. Ay, it's a nega. So you see, even on bid, it's shayach besura. That's the Gemara Hariz Dafyut. That's the whole Gemara. The Rishonim come and say, yeah, but Lamais, it's bad. It's not really bad because you'll get an oitzer. But that's not what the Gemara is trying to prove. You look at Rav Schwab, say, from Main Beis Hashev, he discusses this. That L'chayri, that's not what the Gemara wants. The Gemara is trying to say it's not good. And still it's called a... It's still called a Besura Toiva. A good piece of news. What's the Pshat? I'll tell you what the Pshat is. When Yisurim come, and you don't know who gives it, and it's very bad, the Yisurim. But when the Yisurim come, and you know that it's the Eibishter talking to you, then it's called a Besura Toivu. That's what it means. V'nasati, you're right, you're talking about Negat Saras. But it still could be a Besura when you know, I believe that's the Pshat V'nasati. Just like V'nasati, Eretz Achuzaschem, V'nasati Negat Saras. It's the same V'nasati. It's that I'm giving it to you. The problem is when you see the Yisurim and you don't know who's giving it to you. You don't see the Eibishter that the Eibishter is talking to you. Then it's very painful. That itself is the Geres to Oitzer. That's the Droish V'Kabel Schar in the Nige Batim. Because the person is learning. And that's only by Nige Batim. Because the person is learning. That's for the Rabbeinu Shlom. Nige Adam, it's too late because the guy is denying. So there's no oitzer in that. Then it becomes negayim, which is very painful, which is chashiv kemeis. That's chashiv kemeis. Nigi Adam is called chashiv kemeis. A person who has saras is chashiv kemeis. Because the pshat is, he's sick, deathly sick, without seeing the Eibishter. So he's like a mace. The Nige Batim is the person, Rabbi Shem's talking to him. You know, Rabbi Shem Shulfolher says, what's the taitcha nega? What is the translation? He says it's a lashon of negiah. That the Eibishter touches the person. He taps him. Wake up. Wake up, I'm talking to you. Hello, I'm here. Where are you? Lashon of negiah. Yeah. A nega. And that's the pshat. Kinega nirali baboyas. I see that the Eibishter is talking to me. I don't know what. They say over there, Rebellion Lopian once fell. Once fell. So they wanted to help him to get up. He said, no, I'm okay, I can get up myself. So I said, so why aren't you getting up? You look like you're just laying there. He says, I'm not going to get up till I understand why the Rebbeinu Shem made me fall. Rebbeinu Shem was talking to me. Rebbeinu Shem was saying something. What? And a person has to learn to live that way. And when he learns to live that way, Vinasati, that the Eibishter is giving him a nega, Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem, that itself is the greatest oisher. That itself is the biggest reward, the biggest treasure that a person could live with. You don't listen to that. The Baishim will give you further and more patch and more patch and more patch till the end. You're going to have to be forced. That's Chashiv Kemeis. Then the Yisurim become unbearable for you. You know, it says in the Pasuk, Upinu es habayis. Who does it? So the Ebenezer says, it doesn't say he, but it says Upinu lashon rabim. Him and the Bnei Habayis. Which means that the Malabos, the person, and the people in the house also should clean out the house. Says that why? Because it's like this will go quicker. It's interesting. In my house, if I ask any of my children to do anything, it takes much longer. You're better off to send them out of the house and let the cleaning lady do it. Hupino has a bias because everybody helps. I'm joking. But the point is, it's possible that there's another reason why Pinu, that everybody in the home has to be involved. And the Pshat Rabbi say is because everybody is involved. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives a nega in the house, he's talking to everybody in the house. You think that, let's say, one person speaks Lashon Hara, yeah? So he's the Balabas, he got punished. The people around him are also being taught a lesson. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom is teaching everybody. And I'll tell you where I got this from. The Sipurna says, "Amen de Kazach." B'terem yovei ha-kohen al ha-bayis. Before the kohen comes to the house, they clean up the house. Says the Sipurna, he comes slowly. The kohen shouldn't rush. Why not? Says the Sipurna, to give the person time, li'espalel, the lush of b'tshuva, the gam la'kohen li'espalel. It's giving time for both the person who owns the house, he should daven and do tshuva, as well as the kohen should daven. So I was thinking, who is he davening for? What he's davening? Maybe he's davening for the person that unfortunately might lose his house. Is that what it means? Tell me, could the kohen come and daven el bi'ois nega? I mean, what's he davening for? I don't understand what the. Bishlam, the person, he's davening tshuva. He's in trouble. But what's the kohen davening? Elamai, maybe the kohen davening that it shouldn't be a nega. It'll change, maybe. There's a whole chazon ish. Could a person daven for yenim's ruchnius? Whole shaila about it. Why? Because since it's tali b'leiv adam, so how could I daven that he should be okay in ruchnius? Maybe this is what the kohen's davening, that the person should do tshuva. But just like the person is davening and doing tshuva, the kohen is davening with him that he should be chayzer b'tshuva. Maybe. By Dilma, we could say another pshat. The kohen who sees this is also affected. The Rabbi Yishev is talking to the kohen too that he had to see this. He also has to daven. There's a meridik ma'isa from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was walking in the street and he saw Chil Shabbos. And he said, why? What are you showing me with this? Why did I have to see Chil Shabbos? See, he said, I was never Mechal Shabbos. It has nothing to do with that. But we know Talmud Chacham is Bechina Shabbos. And all the Zayir and all the Kabbalah, Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. Maybe I was Mevaza Talmud Chacham. And therefore the Rebbe Yishev is teaching me a lesson that I saw Chil Shabbos. To learn to be Ma'irmi. That I should be Mesak in this Nekudah. The kohen who's involved, who has to come and see the nega, he also has to daven. Because he has to be nisragish and nisayir from what he saw, because everybody's just talking to him too. That's the pshat. Otherwise, well, what's he davening? What, he davening it shouldn't be a nega? Or maybe he's davening for the poor guy who's going to lose his house? I hear all that. Maybe it's all together. That the person davens, and he does tshuva, and the kohen davens with him. Because he has to be in the Sayer. Something is here. Chazal tell us, if you look further, how does it work? They break the stones and they put offer. Right? Who does all this? Don't say who does it. So the Chazal tell us, the Shechenim, the neighbors have to take the offer and fill up the house. Says the Chazal, where does this come from? Oil Rosh, Oil Shechenim. I think the Pshat Rabbis is the same Deher. When the Tzaras happens to a neighbor, it's not only the neighbor that's getting this lesson. The Tzaras is for everybody to learn. The Baishim is talking to everybody in the vicinity. That's Pshat Oyel Rosh Oyel Shechenei. So they're also part of it. They're also a chelik of it. Because the Rabbi Yishev talks chlolius to everybody, to everybody. These are the lessons of Tumas Tzaras. These are the lessons of Tzaras HaBgadim, Tzaras HaBatim. A person was supposed to learn. In Lashon Hara, you want to know something? The Gemara says it's Hayrik Shloisha, kills three people. Who does it kill? The sayer, the listener, and the person you said it about. I'm thinking to myself, what other Aveira does everybody get included? Not a peldik is out. What other avera could you do that every person, I speak here against the neighbors, to the neighbors, so the pshat is the whole neighborhood is nagua in Lashon Hara. Yeah. This is the lesson that Natsaras doesn't happen to one person. Tzaras happens to the entire machna. Tzaras happens to the entire neighborhood. The lessons of the tzaras might be physically, we don't have it today. Physically, we don't have it today. I want you to know how far it goes. It's interesting, we said that the whole Indian of the tzaras of God of Batim is Droish Mekabel Schar. The Goyin says that Merum is in this Inyan of Nige Batim is Gilgulim. He says that a person only comes down three times, gets only three chances. By the fourth time, you don't get a chance anymore. And he says, this is Nigi Batim. It's three weeks. They keep on breaking the stones, and by the fourth time, it's finished. He says, V'hu yisayit al-Gilgulim, Merum is the Indian of Gilgulim. You look at the Sipurna. Sipurna says Merum is for the three Bati Mikdash. The first one, then the second one, then the third one, which will be the ultimate Tahiri, he says. Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, what's the remez of Gilgulim? And what's the remez of Beis HaMikdash? And I'll tell you maybe the Kazakh and where this will end. The Goyim learns that if you take a look, there's a certain Tumah Tetzaras, right? What's the Tumah Tetzaras? The Lashon Hara. Says the Goyim, Adam, the whole Metzias of Adam is that he talks. So when you mevatel Adam, he's like a mace. What makes Adam? It's a guy, it's a first guy, a famous guy. Therefore, the chet haloshin causes mamish like misa, like tsaras, like you're dead. You're not Adam anymore. We also know that the Beis HaMikdash was chariv because of the inyan of sinas chinam. So I believe that Chachamim are telling us that in the Nigei Batim, it's Merum is the two inyanim. One is the Adam, Gilgulim, the Tikkun Adam. Why do we come to this world? We come to this world to be Mashlim Adam, to fix what we destroyed, and we weren't Mekayim the first time. In Chet HaLoshen is make it or break it of Adam. Also, the inyan of the Sinas Chinam. The inyan of the Sinas Chinam was Machriv the Bati Mikdash. So, according to Sipurna, in the Nigi Batim, which comes from Lashon Hara, is Merum is the Churban Habayis also. So, you see, Nigi Batim is tremendous lessons that Yisoid HaAdam and Yisoid HaMikdash is Tluya in the Parsha of Nigi Batim. And this all licked in Hisham Lecha B'negat Tzaras. To be his bainim, to see and understand the lesson of the droish mekabel schar, the inyan of nige batim. Let's take the lessons. You know, shmiras halashen. What is shmiras halashen? It's adam. It's who the person is. With it, you have shleimus of a person. Without it, churban, mace. It's come out like you're not alive anymore. To the point that when Meram is the Indian of Gilgal, that you have to come back down again, Lusakin, in the Indian over here by Nigi Bat and by Lashon Hara. This L'chayr is the lessons of the Lashon Hara.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.